They've added two talented backs to the mix there in Elliott and Morris, fine players. Dez looks like he's primed for an excellent season, is in great shape, he's healthy. And Witten is one of the finest ever play the tight end position. Their defense is well coordinated. They have some players out up front, but their effort and energy is tough to find in this league. And both Crawfords are very disruptive players. Sean Lee is a talented, instinctive player, and you can find him all over the film. And their secondary plays very well to their front. They anticipate balls. They do a nice job there. And Byron Jones is coming into his own. Special teams, they have a nice group of core players, probably too many to mention. And Lucky Whitehead provides some juice in the return game. With that being said, we have our work cut out for us, and we'll open it for questions. I know Jason. I don't know him well. We've had a conversation, but we'll leave it at that.
And any opener is a big game, you know, any season opener for any team. But going back to Dallas, where last year, you know, has had a lot of problems, this team has lost a bunch of openers to Dallas. A division game, your first game, I mean, is there a way to make this game too big, or is it as big as, you know, a lot of people think it is?
No, I mean, it's the biggest game we'll play this week. It's 1-16, but we do understand that division games usually count as two when it's all said and done. So it's an important game for us because it's the one this week.
And are you a believer, you know, your 2 years here, the team started 0-1. You believer that first game can set a tone positively or negatively?
I think you play each week is a, you know, tells a new story. So we need to go out each week and be ready to play. And this week we have one game this week, so we need to go play that game and play it well.
What do you see when you look at the Cowboys' defense, and how hard is it to come up with an assessment of them, moving pieces kind of they had there?
Well, the face has changed, but the expectations stay the same. They're built up front to be disruptive and to penetrate. They use a lot of line movement. They're very aggressive. They're fast and they're physical. And the linebackers and the safeties play off linebacker safeties and corners play off of that front four. And just because the names change doesn't mean they're not going to play well. They have some good pieces up front, some good players up front.
Have you seen enough of your running backs to have a better idea than maybe you had last year going in, where you spent most of the season kind of searching for that lead runner?
No, I don't see any difference between this year and last year, no.
Do you expect Rashad to carry a bigger load earlier in the season maybe than he did last year then?
Tune in.
Do you hope or do you expect that your defense, which is newly built but has a lot of veterans on it, can take advantage of some of the things that a rookie quarterback might do mistake-wise?
Again, you know, we'll find out the way the game goes. You know, I have a lot of respect for Dak. You know, he's a player that has won a lot of football games, not necessarily at this level, but he showed very well in the preseason, and we need to be ready for his best shot.
Ben, do you believe in the idea that guys can get too emotional come Sunday? Do you look to rein those emotions in? Maybe a guy like Victor, he talked about the jitters and just how emotional he's going to be. Obviously, Odell has had, you know, emotional games. Do you like that? Do you think it works to an advantage on Sunday, being the first game, or do you want to reel him back in a little bit come Sunday?
No, each player's different, and however they play best as an individual is how you want them to approach the game. But at the end of the day, we need to have discipline and poise. That's most important.